Okay, good morning, good night of Shabbos. Welcome back to the Parshir. We thank our month sponsor this month for the learning in and outside of the Kollel, Rosenberg and Steinmetz PC. That's their second time sponsoring this year. We appreciate that. And this week has been sponsored generously and anonymously, so we thank them for their sponsorship as well. The Shir is unsponsored. That's the manyth week that we haven't had a sponsor for the Shir. That's always open for anyone listening here or anyone listening online. There's always an opportunity to sponsor the Shirim, the weeks, the months, the year we'll give you. We'll give you the Hebrew months, the English months. We'll give away anything. We'll sell anything. Okay. So the Psukim in Parshas Emor tell us, the source number one over here in the 22nd paragraph of Vayikra, Ushmartim mitzvosev ha'asisim osam ani Hashem, v'loy sechalu eshim kachi v'nikdashti v'seich b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem mikadishchem. Famous, important, foundational mitzvah, one of the most, a mitzvah that epitomizes what it means to live and die as a Jew, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and its evil twin, Chil Hashem. So we can't be Mechal Shem Shemayim, and we must be Mekadei Shem Shemayim. B'li Neder, Mitzvah Hashem will come back to the Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem again at a later juncture, if we can. But the Pasuk then continues, HaMotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Lios Lachem L'Elokim Ani Hashem. So here, the Psukim tell us there's a Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What is the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? So if you look in the Gemara, you'll find one answer, which we'll get back to in a second. If you look in the Rambam, in the fifth paragraph of Yisodei HaTorah, the fifth paragraph of Yisodei HaTorah of the Rambam is really the entire manual. It's like the guidebook to all of the halachas of Kiddush Hashem. So critical to learn Yisodei HaTorah Perek Hey, to understand the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam starts called Beis Yisrael, that the entirety of the Jewish people is a very interesting phrase the Rambam uses. Kol Beis Yisrael are metzuvim in Kiddush Hashem. The entire house of Israel. What's included by saying that instead of saying Kol Klal Yisrael or Kol Ishmi Yisrael, which is what he usually says? Why here by Kiddush Hashem is it called Beis Yisrael? So there's interesting discussion about those words. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Emes LeYaakov, an hour Parsha, addresses it in a very, very moving and important way. But that's not so much for now. The Rambam spells out, he delineates for us, that there are really three types of Kiddush Hashem, and there's one underlying theme. It's something we spoke about 2 weeks ago at Shalosh Shudis, actually. There's one underlying theme that binds them all together. But there are three types of Kiddush Hashem. The last two are that a person lives completely, kol kulo al derech haTorah. He represents Torah. He's a mirror image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a Kiddush Hashem, b'cha es pa'ar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in glory, in our glorifying His Torah, representing His Torah in this world. The last example the Rambam gives is that a person every single time, this is so important because we never think about it this way, every single time a person has an opportunity to commit an Avera, and nobody would find out. It's totally, everything's going in his direction to do the Avera. He'll get a geshmak out of the Avera. There's nothing to lose, and yet he chooses not to simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, simply because it's not the Ratzon Hashem. Every time we beat that Yetzer Hara, even though as far as it goes for our own gain, we would gain from doing the Avera, that too is a Kiddush Hashem, which is such a powerful idea because we think of a Kiddush Hashem only in one particular extreme ultimate way, but the truth is every time we make the proper decision and we choose to avoid an Avera because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to avoid it, that too is a Kiddush Hashem, says the Rambam, of epic proportions. What's the most well-known type of Kiddush Hashem? So that's what we learn from the Psukim here, what the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Daf Ayin Dalet, the Gemara in Yuma also spells out for us, that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, classically known as Yehareg V'al Yavor, which means that in 99.9% of the cases in the Torah, when a person is confronted with a choice, live or live and do an Avera, or be killed and not do the Avera, we almost always choose Yavor V'al Yehareg. We always choose to do the Avera, even though it's gonna be an Avera. But we learned in last week's Parsha, I think we spent time together in the Sfas Emes here also, the Pasuk says, V'chai bahem, which the Gemara understands in Yuma to mean, V'chai bahem, V'lo sheyamus bahem, that a person should live with the Torah and not give up their life for the Torah. So sakanas nefashos, pikuach nefesh, is always doche, the mitzvahs in the Torah, except for three examples. Really, there's more examples once you combine public nature and the circumstances of society. But for now, there's three examples of Kiddush Hashem, the big three, Gilui Raos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, the big three Averos that a person has to give up their life for. So here, Sfas Emes notes this concept of Kiddush Hashem, source 1 in the Sfas Emes, Tuf Resh Mem Gimel, 1883. The Sfas Emes says as follows. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem means mesor atzmecha, meaning sacrifice yourself, give yourself up, give up your life, v'kadesh shmi. In so doing, you will be mekadesh shem shemayim. You will create a Kiddush Hashem. But says the Sfas Emes, we know the general rule is v'chol makom amrinan v'chay bahem v'lo shayamas. We know the general rule and really the guiding principle of the Torah is v'chay bahem, that a person should really live through Torah and mitzvos. So says the Sfasem is, if we're able to accomplish a Kiddush Hashem through giving up our lives, it must be that that giving up of our lives, that sacrifice, accomplishes whatever V'chai Bahem tells us to accomplish. Because the whole goal of the Torah is V'chai Bahem, and we're choosing in one instant to give up on V'chai Bahem, and choose V'nikdashti of giving up our lives, so it must be whatever we could accomplish in V'chai Bahem is also somehow attainable through a Kiddush Hashem of Mesiras Nefesh. What exactly does that mean? Mashma, says the Sfasem, the implication is as follows. Shebimitzvah zo shel Mesiras Nefesh. Through being Moser Nefesh, through being sacrificial on ourselves, giving up our lives, Likadesh Shmo Yizbarich, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, Yachol Adam Lasakin Kol Masha Nivra Ba'avuro. Everything that is the goal in our creation, everything we are gunning for, that we're going for in our lives, we're able to accomplish in that moment of sacrifice of ourselves. V'alze Amru, that's what Chazal say, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'a Achas, that apparently a person is able to acquire their entire world, meaning their Olam Haba, meaning all of the schar, meaning their goal in life, they're able to attain it, they're able to reach it in one split second, B'Sha'a Achas. U'be'emes, Ayidei Mesiras Nefesh, the Sfasem says there's a deeper intent in the Maimar Chazal here, Ayidei Mesiras Nefesh, through that sacrifice, Ba'in L'Shorash Ha'achdus Shenosein Kol Chayev Ba'avur Kedushas Shemo Yizbarech. Meaning, when a person makes the ultimate sacrifice, they choose to give up their entire life because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't do Avodah Zarah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't kill and don't commit Gila Arouse. When a person is sacrificing themselves and makes a Kiddush Hashem, what they've done is they've recognized Achdus of Hashem in this world, no? They've recognized that even though there's a way for me to save my life doesn't exist in the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason I'm here is to be Mekadesh Shem Hashem. And in that moment, when you make the choice to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, you've decided and you've declared that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the sole entity in this world. Ein od milvado, there's nothing else. Everything we do and everything we live for is for Kedushas Hashem. So if my living will be a Chilul Hashem, then obviously the answer is I give myself up for the Kedushas Hashem. So in that moment, the person is able to declare and really relate to the Achdus, the singularity and the exclusiveness of the existence and the Kedusha, the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Says the Sfasem, V'nikra Sha'a Achas. The word Sha'a means hour, but also the word Sha'a can mean Kisha'a Hi Ratzon. It can mean the will or the desire of a person. Va'ayidei bitul kol ha'ratzonos b'pol mamish balim komo b'shorsho. Isn't this unbelievable? B'sha'a Achas, with one display of Ratzon, in one second, at the same time, simultaneously, you're giving yourself up, you're showing that your only Ratzon is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Sha'a Achas, there's only one will, there's only one Ratzon in this world, and I'm mevatel everything else to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I nullify myself, self-renunciation completely to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Sfasem, in that moment, B'sha'a Achas, you display a Sha'a Achas. You display one will that you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be the Achdus, that his Achdus should determine how everything in this world exists, and your only goal in life is Kedushas Hashem. That's Kona Olama B'sha'a Achas. And that's a wonderful thing, it's an amazing thing, and it's an incredible thing, that in one instant, one moment, a person can display that their entire life was really just oriented towards Kedushas Hashem, and they can declare that to the world in that instant. But says the Sfasem, there's a little bit of a downside too. Achein, hu inyan chipazon umihirus. It's instantaneous, which we were saying is a positive thing, but also, in a way, it's too quick. Aval, akol masha adam poel bitol. You know what? I think that's that might be a typo. It might be aval. Masha adam poel bitol haritzonos bimechayev biyishva das. Yeah, it's probably aval. Aval masha adam poel bitol haritzonos bimechayev biyishva das uvimesinus. Huna'a Yoser, meaning a person can instantaneously, that last second of his life, declare that Ratzon Hashem is all that determines all of his decisions. That Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Ol Milvado, that Kedushas Hashem is the driving force and the driving goal of his entire life. It's everything he's calibrated towards. It's his entire orientation. A person can declare that in that last moment with that last breath. But you know what's better? To live all of the years living up to that moment with that declaration of Achdus Hashem. V'alze amru, that's why we find Chazal say, Yafesh sha achas b'tshuva maisen tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chai olam haba. Better than giving up your life to declare the Kedushas Hashem, better than sacrificing yourself and giving up that last breath in order to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only Kedusha in this world, better than that, Yafesh sha achas ba'olam hazeh. Better is to live a life of tshuva and ma'isim tovim to be mekadeshim shemayim with your life v'chay bohem in this world, even better than being moser nefesh in that last second to go to olam haba with that declaration of shah achas. Al zeh ramzu kishezochim leratzon ha'emes v'shah achas b'olam hazeh al yedei tshuva ma'isim tovim chashiv yoser. That's an even greater goal. That's an even greater attainment. So yes, there's a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Yes, it's v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And yes, that means masor atzmecha v'kadesh shmi. And on one level, you can attain the whole v'chay b'hem in that last moment of your life. But, says the Sfas Emes, wouldn't it be better if it took you 100 years, 120 years, 200 years, however long we're going to live, to attain that goal of kiddush Hashem? Wouldn't it be better to live with the kiddush Hashem than it would be for that grab at the last moment, that instantaneous attainment of the Shah Achas? Wouldn't you rather work on that your entire life and be mevatel yourself and moser nefesh in every day of living for the kedusha? Isn't that a greater goal? The Maharsha has an amazing comment. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah comes up in two different places. We're going to combine two stories here. There's a famous story of Rabbi Lazar ben Derdaya, who went to the lowest of the lows. He really went off the derech in a terrible, terrible way. And he got to a point where there was he called out to every entity in the world, every creation in the world, and asked them to help him do tshuva, and there was no response. There was no way that he could do tshuva. And at the end of his life, he stuck his head between his knees, the Gemara says, and he cried, a bitter cry, and he did tshuva in those last moments, and he died. And on that, the Gemara says that he was kona olama b'sha achas. The Gemara says it's about other people as well, a certain, I think, a Roman general, I don't remember, what? Right, the executioner, exactly, who was able to change the way that, expedite the process of death of the Jew that he was killing, Rahman al-Tan, at the time. And in that moment, he was kona olamo b'sha achas. In these instances, the Gemara says that Bacha Rebbe, Rebbe Huda cried. Bacha Rebbe v'amar. Rebbe Huda cried and he said, Yesh kona olamo b'sha achas, v'yesh kona olamo b'kama shanim. There are some people who it takes an entire lifetime to earn their Olam Haba, and some people earn their Olam Haba in just a second, in just a moment. And these people that we just discussed, in that last moment of their life, they grabbed their Olam Haba in that moment. So the Maharsha here comments, you have it in source number one for you, that he says, Rebbe was very careful here. He said, Yira b'zesha dikdik lomar b'kol echad olamo. Olamo possessive. His world. Meaning each person has their own level and almost like amount of quality of Olam Haba. So this person, he lived his life like a Rasha. At that last moment, he was Kona Olamo. But says the Maharsha, it was only Olamo. Because if he had lived a life of Tzidkus his entire life, he'd have gotten a bigger Olam Haba. So Rebbe was crying and saying that not, wow, it's amazing. Some people waste their whole lives trying to be kolam olam haba. Really, you could just wait till the end and be kona olam haba right then and there. Says Rebbe, no. Bacha Rebbe, he was crying. Why was he crying? Because he realized that if you can get that much olam haba in 1 second, imagine how much more this person could have had if he lived his life. Al derech ha-Torah, al derech ha-mitzvos. You can get a bigger olam haba in that way. Rabbi Aaron Cutler has not the same, but a similar shmooze, but he really goes in a different direction. I put some of it for you here on the page. In the indent, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, in his Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron, he says that why was Rebbe crying? Rebbe wasn't crying because he wishes that he was able to party his whole life and die at the end, al kiddush Hashem. That's not what he wanted, no. Rebbe was crying because he realized that in that moment, one person can in a second attain olam haba. And you know what he said to himself? You see the value of every second. You see that every moment can give you an olam haba. If I would use all my seconds properly, imagine how much more olam haba I could get. And Rebbe, of all people, Rebbe who saved all Torah Shebaal Peh, mind you, Rebbe thought to himself, maybe I didn't use every second in this world in the proper way. And Bacha Rebbe, he cried. Because that Shah Achas, that 1 second, they add up. And the amount of olam haba I can attain in each of those seconds, it's endless, it's infinite. And said Rebbe, I'm crying over the fact that there are missed opportunities, there are squandered opportunities in our life. So the Sfas Emes points us to this fact, that even though it's true that b'sha'a achas, a person can attain all of that kedushas Hashem, make that declaration, and gain that olam haba, better is to live a life of kiddush Hashem. And that's what the Maharsha and Rabbi Aaron Cutler, each in their own way, are giving us also, that each second matters, each second counts. And as we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to give Him more and more moments of our lives, not just the very final moment of our life. And source number two, you have a Sfas Emes from Tav Resh Mem Vav, 1886. The Sfas Emes is commenting on a pasuk. The pasuk here introduces right after, actually, this is another Sfas Emes that we're not going to talk about today, I don't think, but there's a Sfas Emes that talks about the connection here. The pasukim tells, V'lois chalus shem kachi v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, end of an aliyah. Then the next psukim directly thereafter say, the Parshas HaMoados, the Moadim, the Yom Tovim, starting with Shabbos and the rest of the Moadim. So what's the connection between Kiddush Hashem and the Yom Tovim? That's an interesting discussion. So the Tzas Emes has a little bit about that, actually a lot of bit about that. But in source number 2, we'll talk comment just internally on the Pasuk here. The Pasuk says, Elohim Moadai. It says, these are my holidays. And then it says, Shabbos. And then it continues to say the holidays, meaning it puts Shabbos, it inserts Shabbos into the rest of the Yom Tovim. Uksiv Shabbos hi Lashem b'chol Moshe Seichem. And the way it describes Shabbos is that Shabbos is for you in all of your dwelling places, everywhere you live, wherever you are, it's Shabbos on Saturday. Yeah. So the Tzfas Emes here says that even though it's true that on one level Shabbos is entirely distinct from the Yom Tovim, the way the Yom Tovim work is that the Yom Tovim don't come into existence unless the Klal Yisrael are Mekadesh Yom Tov, unless they are Mikra'i Kodesh, right? Unless they're Korei Es HaYom Tov. So there's a Moed, there's a set time for Yom Tov, but only if Klal Yisrael are Mekadesh the Chodesh, they sanctify the month, they say it's Rosh Chodesh today, and therefore Pesach will be on this day, and therefore Sukkot will be on this day. It's through our Kiddush that Yom Tov comes into being. Shabbos is completely different. It's qualitatively different. Shabbos is Kviya Mekaima. It just exists on its own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified it in the very first week of the world's existence, and from then on, every Saturday was Shabbos. So really, they're very, very, very fundamentally different. So why are they in the same parsha? So the Tzfas Emes says, even though it's true, fundamentally, halachically, that Shabbos just exists. It's on a cycle. It's always going to come back every single week. Even though that's true, it does take some level of hachana on the part of the human being to attain the Kedusha, to tap into the Kedusha, to reach the levels of Kedusha Shabbos every single week. It's going to be there every week for us, but we do have to put an effort on our end in order to soak up the Kedusha, in order to retain the Kedusha from that Shabbos. Here the Tzfas Emes has such a fascinating line. He talks about it in Parshas Balak also, but that was before we started this shiurim. I guess maybe this summer we'll get to it, Blina, there. But here, the Tzfas Emes notes that you find that the word Kedusha, it means holiness, but it also relates to Gedder. We saw that in Parshas Kedoshim last week, that Rashi says, wherever you find the Gedder ever, you find Kedusha, meaning Kedusha means separation. Kedusha means separating from something else. The word Kadosh, we use it as holiness and sanctity, but actually at its core, that's what it means. The word Kedesha means a harlot. A harlot is designated for a Maisabia. So, too, Kedusha is obviously the opposite vein. It's not for negative, but Kedusha means separate and distinct, designated. When you're makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, you're designating it for use. You're consecrating it to the Beis HaMikdash. When a person is makadesh and isha, when they make a woman into their wife, so they've designated her specifically for one person. That's what it means to have Kedusha. It means separation. It means designation, consecration. So the Tzfas Emes says that the Klal Yisrael have a special koach. Look in the underline. Shem kelim lehastir hakedusha ulahavdil ben hakedusha uben achol. What's so special about the Jewish people is that Shabbos is supposed to be an osi beini leveinechem. It's supposed to be our little secret between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else is able to intrude on our relationship with Hashem. We are a couple with Shabbos, and no one else is able to come in on that. That's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a guy she Shabbos is chayiv misa. A non-Jew who keeps Shabbos, there's a chayiv misa. He's going to be maybe misa b'shamayim, but there's a chayiv misa for keeping Shabbos if you're not a Jew, because it's specifically ours, and we're supposed to guard that and keep it separate from everyone else. That's what true Kedusha really means. And this is such an amazing thing. I never knew this till this morning when I was preparing. But the Tzfas Emes quotes from his grandfather, the Kedusha Arim, in the last two lines over here. He says, we know that Klal Yisrael are v'samti zaracha kechol ayam. We're compared to the sand on the beach. The sand on the beach. And we know the sand, what does it do? It's a boundary. It's a border. It says to the ocean, stop here. So he says, that's why the Klal Yisrael are referred to as sand on the beach. Isn't this amazing? Because what we do, l'chein nekram b'nei Yisrael chol, sheheim ha-magdilin u-magbilin ha-aras ha-kedusha, v'shomrim shelo yis'ari ra betov. We stand on the border. We stand there and say, ad kan, the kedusha shouldn't go any further, and the chol shouldn't go any further. The two domains should remain separate and distinct, because that's what Kedushas Yisrael really means. It's the ability to separate, to live within the world, but to be able to bifurcate and separate between the different parts of the world, the ra and the tov, the good and the bad, the sanctified and the profane. That's our role as Jewish people, to be chol, to be the beach, which stops the water from going too far. On the second page, you have a little bit of a piece. I just wrote up a few lines from it. There was a great Talmud Chacham named Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. The last decade of his life, 1936 until the end of his life, he was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. Who did he beat for the chief rabbinate of Tel Aviv? The Rav of Soloveitchik. There were also one or two other candidates, but he beat the Rav, correct? Rav Soloveitchik was one of the candidates for that position. That's one of the major what-ifs of history. What would have been in Eretz Yisrael if Rav Soloveitchik ended up being the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv? And honestly, what would have been of America if Rav Soloveitchik would have gone to Eretz Yisrael? What an incredible question to think about. We don't have to think about it because it didn't happen, but it's an interesting thought question. So Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was a Zionist. He was a Mizrachist. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he led Tel Aviv during those years. He gave a lot of drushas about the ways of the world at the time and what the what society, the, you know, the mores and the ethics of society and how they interacted with Israeli society. Very interesting drushas. A lot of them are collected in this sefer. He was a prolific author. He wrote a lot of svarim. These are drushas that are collected in Lenebuche at Tukufa is the name of the sefer. So there, he points out that in last week's parsha, we notice two mitzvos. One is that there's an isser of kadshim bachutz. You cannot shecht kadshim outside of the mikdash. And the other is the exact parallel opposite, which is that you cannot shecht chulin ba'azara. There are two isurim. And he says the two isurim go hand in hand. Because we understand chulin ba'azara. You can't bring non-sanctified, non-kachim animals into the base of Mikdash. You can't make your barbecue. We'll take a moment just to mention that we're going to have a big barbecue with the Kollel in 2 weeks or so, celebrating Morris Silver's Siyam HaShas, which is nothing to sneeze at, unless you have allergies, nothing to sneeze at. And we're going to have a barbecue there, so that's really nice. But we can't make the barbecue, even though maybe your barbecue we could, I don't know. But usually we can't make a barbecue in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a place for kachim, that's a place for zvachim, that's a place for karbanos. All of a sudden you're bringing in your meat, chulin bazar, no way. But why can't we bring kachim lachutz? Why can't we be mekadesh lachol? Why can't we do kiruv on the outside world and bring our karbanos outside of the lines of the Beis HaMikdash and shech there and offer there? Says Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, because what happens is the same way that when you bring chulin to the azara, you end up mixing up the boundaries and the borders, the same thing is happening when you bring the kedusha outside of its boundaries, outside of its borders. And not only that, but the second that you start bringing the kachim lachutz, what ends up happening is the chulin comes bifnim. The second we start to branch out too far, the second we start to live a little bit less provincially, a little bit less sequestered, a little bit less sectioned off and designated and consecrated, the second those borders, those boundaries get mixed up, there's a bilbul on everything. And we forget what's kadosh, and we forget what's chol, and we forget the distinctions between the two of those things. So the ikar of a Jewish person on the Kedushas Yisrael that binds us to Shabbos and therefore binds us to Kol HaTorah Kula is recognizing Kedusha, which really means recognizing Havdalah. It's understanding that we're the sand on the beach that stops the water from going too far, and it stops people from going too far into the water. We are the boundary, we are the border that separates between Ra and Tov, between Kedusha and Chol, and that is our Kedusha. The ability to mavil, the ability to separate, and see the differences between the good and the bad, that's really what makes us so special, what makes us so kadosh, and that's what Shabbos is all about. That's why Shabbos is given specifically to Klal Yisrael, because we are the boundary that holds on to the Kedusha of Shabbos, retains the Kedusha of Shabbos, but keeps it, Beiniyu, Bein B'nei Yisrael, keeps it, Le'olam, La'alim, says the Sfas HaEmes elsewhere, it hides Kedusha of Shabbos from elsewhere, protects it, and keeps it in-house. So B'siyat Deshmaya, we should focus on these messages of Kedusha. The Kedusha that we are able to attain in the Mesiras Nefesh really teaches us the Kedusha we should be trying to attain throughout our lives, not only in that last moment, but throughout our living time, our breathing time in this world. Take advantage of every moment, live up every moment of Chai Bohem with Kedusha, with V'nikdashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael, and hold on to that Kedusha, retain that Kedusha in such a way that it's uniquely yours, uniquely ours as a people. Don't let anyone else encroach on our Kedusha. Don't give it away, not in an attempt to bring kachim lachutz, and not in an attempt to bring chulin la'azara chas v'shalom. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.